Suns Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. World Athletics will announce the winners of its Male and Female Athlete of the Year awards on December 11th. The nominees were unveiled on October 11th. And here's a Sunny Side of Sports suggestion for my friends at World Athletics. Next year, maybe you should wait until after the New York City Marathon before you announce the nominees. As I look at the list of nominees for Female Athlete of the Year, I don't see the name of Hellen Obiri. 4 days ago, the Kenyan Obiri used a superb finishing kick to win the New York City Marathon women's race in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. She also won the Boston Marathon in April. And I think finishing on top of the podium at those two major American marathons certainly, pardon the pun, puts you in the running for World Athlete of the Year. The day after her big victory in New York, Hellen Obiri showed off her winner's medal on top of one of New York City's skyscrapers, the observation deck at Summit One Vanderbilt. Hellen was joined by her daughter, Tanya, and reporters asked Hellen, how does it feel to be a New York City Marathon champion?
It was so amazing for me, you know, when you cross the finish line. So you can just imagine so many people are watching you all over the world. So it was an incredible moment for me. I knew this is my time, this is my right moment. Winning in New York, it's a beautiful marathon and it's a beautiful city. So many people were cheering, so many crowds. So I wanted to do extra hard so that I can make so them happy because there were friendly people, the race organizers. So I'm so happy and I'm so excited to come back next year.
Also on top of that New York City skyscraper was the New York City Marathon men's champion, Ethiopia's Tamarat Tola, who clocked a course record of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds.
My feeling is happiness because I know this is all about majors. I ran before also a lot of majors, but I not win before. I win world champion, but I not win world majors. So I'm happy with win majors. It's like world champions for me.
Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Tamarat Tola of Ethiopia and Hellen Obiri of Kenya, the 2023 men's and women's champions at the New York City Marathon. A total of 51,402 runners completed the big marathon in New York. Meanwhile, this Kenyan great made a special recording for us after winning the 2005 New York City Marathon.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
World record holder Kelvin Kiptum of Kenya says he will run his next marathon in the Netherlands on April 14th, 2024, and he wants to try to break the two-hour barrier. Last month in Chicago, Kiptum clocked a new world record of 2 hours and 35 seconds. The 23-year-old Kiptum says the Rotterdam Marathon lends itself to fast times because of the fast course and enthusiastic fans along the road. Now, Kiptum made his first appearance at the Rotterdam Marathon as a pacer in 2019. He also planned to run Rotterdam last year, but injuries kept him away from making his marathon debut. Kiptum adds, and I quote, A sub-2-hour marathon might look ambitious, but I'm not afraid of setting these kind of goals. There's no limit to human energy. Lots of energy on the football pitches in Europe this week. 16 UEFA Champions League matches were played. For some insights, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com, Fisayo Dairo.
Match day 4 of this season's UEFA Champions League once again set up its thrills and excitement on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I think this round is particularly remarkable in the sense that it was a round in which the home teams held on tight to very important results for themselves. As a matter of fact, out of the 16 matches played both on Tuesday and Wednesday, only 2 away wins were recorded and only 1 game ended in a stalemate. 1 away win on Tuesday with RB Leipzig of Germany winning at Red Star Belgrade in Serbia. And on Wednesday, it was last year's beaten finalist Inter Milan winning away from home. You know, that shows that we are in the business end of the competition. Teams need results and teams are doing whatever they want to do to get the results. On Tuesday, there was no stalemate at all. All the 8 matches ended in victories, with the biggest of those wins, Atletico Madrid 6-0 trouncing of Celtic of Scotland. Some of the big guns also enjoyed fabulous wins, the likes of defending champions Manchester City, who trounced the Young Boys of Switzerland on Tuesday. We also had Bayern Munich and, of course, Real Madrid enjoying home wins on Wednesday, as well as Arsenal beating Sevilla 2-0 at the Emirates Stadium. These are some of the highlights of the week's action in the UEFA Champions League.
Of the games played on match day 4, did some teams qualify for a round of 16 of the UEFA Champions League?
Yes, at the end of match week 4 in the UEFA Champions League, 6 teams confirmed their passage into the round of 16 of the competition, which means 6 out of the 16 available slots are gone. Former champions Bayern Munich, by the virtue of their win at home to Galatasaray on Wednesday night, made it 4 wins out of 4 and confirmed their passage into the next round. And so also is Real Madrid, who have a 100% record in the group stage of this competition after their win over Braga on Wednesday night. We also have 2 teams from Group D already picking the slots in that group. Last year's beaten finalist Inter Milan, as well as Real Sociedad of Spain. Both teams are on 10 points, and the fact that RB Salzburg are third on the group with 3 points means that those 10 points are unassailable. And also confirming their progress to the next round is who else but Manchester City, who alongside RB Leipzig in Group G have both advanced to the next round of the competition. Some other teams are on the periphery of progress, although they lost in this round of game. Barcelona, they still top their group on goals difference in Group H. Borussia Dortmund got a massive win at home and also at top of their group, which means their next 2 round of matches will be very crucial in telling us who and who will progress to the next round.
Fisayo, did African players contribute to the success recorded by teams on match day 4 of the UEFA Champions League?
There was not much in terms of African intervention in the UEFA Champions League this particular match day 4, but there was a special moment for an African striker. David Datro Fofana is an Ivorian striker who has joined German side Union Berlin on loan from English giant Chelsea. Ever since making the switch at the summer, Fofana was yet to score a goal for his side, but on Wednesday night, he scored for Union Berlin an equalizer in their away draw against Napoli in Italy. The goal which secured that draw also meant that they got the first point in the group stage of the UEFA Champions League this season, the German side, and they're still very much languishing at the bottom of that particular group with a very tiny chance of making it to the next round. The other African on the score sheets in midweek was Congolese striker Cedric Bakambu, who came off the bench for Galatasaray and scored in that 2-1 loss to Bayern Munich at the Allianz Arena on Wednesday night. Bakambu came in late in the game with 12 minutes to go, replacing another African star, Ivorian Wilfried Zaha, and he scored a very fabulous goal in that one. Perhaps in subsequent match days, we get to see more activities and more exploits from African football stars.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Fisayo Dairo, chief football writer at ACLSports.com, and you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Pro basketball. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks both scored narrow victories Wednesday on a busy night in the NBA. Philadelphia held off the Boston Celtics, while Milwaukee edged the Detroit Pistons even after Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo was ejected. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
The Bucks withstood the loss of Giannis Antetokounmpo in a 120-118 victory over the Pistons. Antetokounmpo was ejected 3 minutes into the second half after his second technical foul. He had 15 points and a team-high 9 rebounds in 22 minutes. Damian Lillard carried the offense after that and finished with 34 points.
We communicated with each other like a real unit, and I think for it to be this early in the season and for it to be so new, we came together really well.
Milwaukee trailed by 10 midway through the fourth quarter and closed on an 8-3 run over the final 139. Cade Cunningham had a team-high 33 points for the Pistons. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey carried the 76ers offense in their sixth straight win, 106-103 over the Celtics. Sixers coach Nick Nurse.
That's the problem. We did some really good things that we wanted to do. We had a lot of things we didn't want to do happen as well. But, you know, it's kind of that time of year where we got to continue to clean up, you know, some of that.
Embiid had 27 points and 10 rebounds for the Sixers. Maxey finished with 25 points to help Philadelphia hand Boston its second straight loss since a 5-0 start. Kristaps Porzingis scored 29 points but missed a three-pointer in the final seconds.
Some things, like, went our way. I think JB made a couple big plays towards the end, hit a big three, got a steal, and we were right there. I think we believed all the way through the end that we can win this game.
Jason Tatum had just 16 points for the Celtics. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Joining us now for more NBA talk is my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro. Sporty greetings, Mukbil.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. What's going on?
Mukbil, a lot going on in Philadelphia. 6 wins in a row for Joel Embiid in the 76ers.
Oh, my goodness. Joel Embiid, we know who Joel is at this moment, the league MVP last year. He's shown us that he has the ability to go up against the best and really produce quality work, man. Last night he had 27 points and 10 rebounds alongside 4 blocks and 4 assists. You know, that those are some monstrous numbers. But to me, the guy who really took over, I wouldn't say took over, but really assisted Joel in getting the job done was Tyrese Maxey. 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists for the young man. So I think we've also seen Kelly Oubre also has been a great addition for this team. He had 14 points and 8 rebounds yesterday. Kelly Oubre, having started off in Washington, years back, has kind of bounced around the league, has had moments where he wasn't in the NBA and went down to the developmental league, but really, really has been an asset for this team. I think, this 76ers team, after losing Harden, is definitely missing a key component, another superstar, but I think, they are in a rebuilding phase this year. So we'll see what they can do potentially. If they can maybe pick somebody up, quality second player, maybe before the trade deadline, potentially they can, try to fight off in the East, but the East has become so dangerous now, Sonny.
Well, Mukbil, from the East, let's go to the West, where the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets defeat the Golden State Warriors 108-105. Mukbil, talk to us about that Serbian big man for the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, coming up big once again.
Man, Sonny, every time you think that Nikola Jokic is just, you know, just another guy, he somehow just shows you that he is such an important piece on this Denver Nuggets team, and he's still so underrated. If you ask the regular NBA fan, because his game is not super flashy, you know, they really will just say that, you know, maybe they might not even put him in their top five, really. But Nikola Jokic had 35 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. You know, five assists short of a triple-double, but he's just become a walking triple-double. And it's not like your usual triple-double where it kind of looks like your stat padding. This is just a natural occurrence in his regular flow of his game, getting his teammates involved, and just getting the job done. You have so many different talents. This team has been able to keep their core, you know, and to me, that's the key thing about the Denver Nuggets. Aaron Gordon had 14 points. Michael Porter Jr. with 17. All in all, I think the Denver Nuggets really, really just outclassed the Golden State Warriors. You know, Golden State, Steph Curry had 23 points, and I believe I read a stat somewhere that said that Steph Curry is the only player to have scored over 20 points in the Golden State Warriors short season so far, and they've still been able to win. You know, so they need to figure out that firepower. I think sometimes it's like when you have so many different players that are, you know, contributing to the team, that you're not really getting some of the other players going. You know, you have Klay Thompson with 15.
Gave ourselves a chance to win in a very hard place to win. And yeah, it was a long, grueling road trip, but going home and looking forward to having a 6-game homestand really lifts our spirits.
Klay Thompson has got to get back into his groove.
Well, Mukbil, in terms of being in the groove, the Houston Rockets were definitely in the groove on Wednesday night. Explosive performance. They trounced the Los Angeles Lakers 128-94. The Rockets improved their record to 4 wins and 3 losses early in this NBA season. Mukbil, I didn't see that result coming against LeBron and the Lakers.
Oh my goodness. I don't think any of us saw that one coming. When you think the Houston Rockets, especially if we're just looking at last season, you know, they were a very talented, like skilled team, but they just had no organization. They really couldn't figure it out last year. And then now you see this season, they're really off to a really good start, you know? So if I'm just looking at from a stats perspective, I see Jalen Green, the young man, going off for 28 points. You have Dylan Brooks, you'd say a measly 5 points, 4 rebounds. But, you know, certain things that he does, you know, defensively, he's making it very, very difficult for LeBron. LeBron had 18 points, but his plus minus was negative 24. That is very, very problematic. Another thing, too, is AD Anthony Davis did not play. And when that happens, usually you can tell that they're always, always missing that the big man. D'Angelo Russell had 22 points, which was definitely was really good for them. Hachimura put up 24 as well. Austin Reeves only had 7 points. So I think with the Lakers, they've just had this level of inconsistency, players not coming to play every single night. you can't have guys coming in and playing great one night and not playing, you know, to that same level or that same potential the following night. There's no reason why you should be putting up 20, 25 points, and the next day you're almost extremely quiet with 5 points or something along those lines. So Lakers got to figure that out.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro, about Wednesday night's National Basketball Association action. Mukbil, I know we talk a lot about Joel Embiid, the reigning NBA most valuable player from Cameroon, but there's another very quality player from Cameroon, Pascal Siakam, and he certainly showed up on Wednesday night in Dallas, Texas. 31 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists as the Raptors defeat the Dallas Mavericks 127-116. Mukbil, your thoughts on Siakam?
No, I think Siakam's a phenomenal player. I think he had a down year last year, hence why folks kind of, you know, maybe just disregarded him. But yeah, he's definitely a quality player. As you mentioned, that 31 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, not an easy feat. You have Dennis Schroeder, the MVP of the FIBA World Cup. Put up 18 points, 5 assists, who's been a great addition for this team. That the level of grit that he has as a point guard is something that I think Toronto was missing. Scotty Barnes added about 14 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. That young man is definitely a dog. He has that hustle in him. I think the thing I like about this Toronto team really is that they might not be the most skilled when you look at them just purely off the talent, but what they're willing to do the more difficult things. They're willing to do the things to put their team in positions to win. They are jumping for loose balls, you know, doing all the things like boxing out when it comes to rebounding. You have Anunoby, who put up 26 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Just a phenomenal all-around team effort. But, yeah, we can't not mention Siakam putting up 31. That's amazing. Then the Dallas Mavericks on this side, you have Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic they've had some decent success this year so far with this team. And they put up, I think Luka had 31 and Kyrie had 22 alongside Tim Hardaway with about 17 points. My thing has been the Mavericks being 6-2. They're off to a great start. You know, it's not that loss. I don't think it's not a ridiculously crazy loss to take an L to a Toronto team that's really clicking on all cylinders like that. So I like where they're at.
Mukbil, I think the Oklahoma City Thunder also likes where they're at early in this NBA season. 5 wins and 3 losses, currently 5th place in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City getting a big boost from rookie big man Chet Holmgren. You'll remember, Mukbil, that Holmgren missed all of last season because of injury. Oklahoma City won on Wednesday night. They defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 128-120. Your thoughts on the Thunder, Mukbil?
The thing about the Thunder that I think people haven't really, maybe they disregarded them last year, but you could always see that this team was a team that was, they were building that team the right way, right? Leading with their main man, SGA, Shea Gilgeous Alexander. He put up 43 points, 6 assists, and 7 rebounds. He was one of the players to watch at the FIBA World Cup, you know, giving the result of the bronze medal for the Canadian side, and they've never medaled in the tournament before. So, yeah, SGA is a serious player. And alongside him on his OKC team is a teammate of his on the Canadian side as well, Dort, who put up 14 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds. To me, though, the key that has been able to assist SGA in leading this team has been this young man, Chet Holmgren. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks. This young man is going toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama as the 2 front runners for Rookie of the Year. But it's just because he was completely inactive last year that this is technically his rookie season. 7'1", 195 pounds. He's really showing us that he has an amazing, amazing skill set. So I'm excited to see, him and Victor kind of go back and forth with who's going to take it. But, so many talented rookies this year, Sonny. It's really ridiculous at the level of skill that these young men have. And for them to just come jump into the league and have instant impact. To me, this is one of the greatest draft classes that I've seen in a really long time.
Talking hoops with my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks, Mukbil.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure, Sonny.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
And that wraps up the November 9th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.